When the weather changes, so does how you use your air conditioning and heating. You throw that cool to heat, and what happens next? Well, that's the source of our question we've got this morning that we're going to turn to our home show pro for all things air conditioning and heating, and that's Rick at Absolute Comfort Air. Good morning, Rick. Can you help us out with a question here?
Good morning, Charlie. Oh, yeah, most definitely can help you out with one.
Great. Nathan in Wharton has written to us. He decided that it was a little chilly, so for the first time this year, he threw it from cool to heat. But then he smelled something, that almost smelled like something was burning, and that got him worried. And so he turned it off, and he wrote to Tom, and we're calling you to say, what could be wrong with his system?
Well, what we find is that the furnaces sit over the summertime, and they do collect dust on the heat exchangers. So what you're smelling is just the dust burning off the heat exchanger. It usually lasts for about 5 or 10 minutes, let it run, and then eventually it will just burn the dust off, so you won't have that smell anymore. It's common with the furnaces when you first start them up for the wintertime.
It maybe Nathan's a first-time homeowner. We don't know that for sure. But what other kind of problems can you expect when you first throw that switch from cool to heat?
Well, a lot of times when we come out and do a heat inspection, we were checking the safety switches, which are going to be your limit switches.
Mm-hmm.
We also check the flute pipe. We run into a lot of wasp nests or bird's nests that build up inside those flute pipe. That's what exhausts all the gas out of the system, so you don't have carbon monoxide exhausting into the attic or into the house as well. If you don't clean them out, it's not going to fire the furnace up, and then that relays to other problems. But most of the time, if you just get a good checkup done on it, you know, check for cleanliness on your blower wheel, check the evaporator coil, make sure the evaporator coil is clean, because if it's not clean, it's going to cause that furnace to overheat. And what that does is it kicks in your limit switches that detect high heat, and it will shut your system down. Just remember, carbon monoxide is a silent killer. You've got to get those heat exchangers checked.
That's why getting a 19-point checkup every year is so critical. Just not just for what it can cost you having an inefficient system, but for the life and death consequences of not doing it.
Yeah, the furnace is the most important part of your HVAC system. You want to have it safe.
He's Rick with Absolute Comfort Air, and now you know why. He's Tom's trusted home show pro for heating and cooling. You can find all of Tom's trusted pros right there, his certified home show pros at homeshowradio.com. Rick, thanks for helping us out this morning.
Thank you, Charlie. You have a good day, sir.